Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. One of the most important European grapes, and certainly the most ubiquitous red variety planted in Spain, is a varietal called Tempranillo. But it comes in many different forms in many different regions, and sometimes even occasionally under different names. So, Alan, you're going to take the time to straighten us out a little bit here.
Well, Tempranillo is a very noble grape, Hugh, and I'm so glad it does so well in Spain. That's true. It's planted all over the place, and it changes its name seemingly from one region to another. There's got to be 20 different names for this grape, but we'll just refer to it as Tempranillo. Of course, Rioja is the place where it's most closely associated with, but it's in other regions too. Let's start off in La Mancha, which is in the center of Spain. And the first wine I'm going to talk about is called Camina Tempranillo, 2020, only $10. And, you know, this is the third time I've reviewed this wine, and it's always been a favorite informal bargain wine of mine. La Mancha was historically a land of huge production and lackluster quality. And then along came Camina, a delightful little wine that's made from Tempranillo, deliberately exploiting the grape's very presentable lighter side. It's abundantly fruity, nicely balanced, and totally without seriousness. And at the price, it's the perfect party wine. At $10, Camina Tempranillo, man, it's really nice. Let's move up to Rioja, which is the classic home of Tempranillo. Even here, the variety changes from three regions. This wine comes from the Rioja Alavesa, which produces intense, refined red wines. This one is very dark, with an aroma of earthy, oaky, smoky fruit, stewed cherries, vanilla toffee, and the fruit and the flavor. It lives in the upper layer of the taste, and it's pure sour cherry. Below, you'll find a dense layer that is kind of dark and earthy and a little bit bitter, and then there's a nice kick of acidity to balance it all out. Now, compared to the Camina, it's an elephant next to a reindeer. It's a much bigger wine.
It got to be night and day.
Yeah, but this is a Crianza, which means it didn't get a lot of aging at the cellar, the bodega, but it's got some age on it. So it's really, really a nice thing. Now, if you go about 100 miles southwest of Rioja, you will find the little region of Toro, just like the bull, Toro. And it's a delightful region. And it's becoming really, really popular in Spain because the quality of the wines that they produce is really, really exceptional. And these are big, big red wines, just a lot of there. This one is from Elias Mora, 2017. It's only $20. And for the price, you're going to get quite a wine. Listen to this. In Toro, it is called Tinto de Toro because it's been living there for so long. I think it's actually genetically mutated a bit. It's a deep crimson color. The aroma shows crushed black cherries, kind of beefy, you know, sort of like bouillon, and then a touch of cranberry. And this is a serious mouthful of wine. It's just bursting with flavor. Very sweet cherry on the palate. Something like tarry notes and a kick of ginger in the end. And for all its fullness, it's really quite a very supple wine, a big, delicious wine, tremendous value. But my wine value of the week has got to be Señor de Lesmos Rioja Crianza at $15. Really good. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.